Ishvara, Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavata Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are pure in the highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold misery. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Sivyasadeva, is sufficient in itself for God realization. As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, he becomes attached to the Supreme Lord.
Dharma Hilyasate Koitava Detention at Kitty Dharma Tatamokta. These four things are supposed to be meant for spiritually or advancing to Buddhism, not spiritually, but advancing to Buddhism. So, the first thing is dharma. Dharma is the basic principle of Buddhism. Dharmena hina pasuhi samana. If there is no dharma, then it is the society of the animals. That is the distinction between human society and animal society. There are 8 million different species of life below the human society. But there is no question of God consciousness. In the human society, either they execute religious principles rightly or not, at least there is a symbol in the civilized society. There are Hindus, there are Muslims, there are Christians, there are Buddhists, and so many others also. Because it is a human society, there must be some idea or some principle of understanding God. That is what it is. But in the name of religion, there are so many things are going on. That is called kultam, teaching. We don't want to discuss, but more or less, at the present moment, means each other category of religion one may belong to. Nobody is following strictly the religious system. That is called kultam. Another kultam is that one who does not know the purpose of religion. Religion means, as we have several times explained, religion means the rules of the laws given by God. That is it. Not the formula. Formula must be there. But the real basic principle of religion means the laws given by God. Because we are living in a state, either in England or in Germany or in America or in India, there are state rules and regulations. Good citizens means who are abiding by the state laws. Similarly, devotee means who is abiding by the laws given by God. This is it, the second. Just like a good citizen means that he is following the state law. And we do, actually. When there is red light, immediately you stop your car. Because you have to abide by the laws of the state. Otherwise you become cleaner. Although there is none to lose, it's still, you have to stop your car. There is red light. That is obedience. And then when there is a green light, it starts your car. So, union is like that. Whereas, as the small state, or more small city, London, the small city in comparison to the U.S., it is nothing for. So there are so many rules and regulations and laws, and the Supreme Lord, he is maintaining, creating this universe. There is no law. And it's single. A small city, an insignificant city. In our estimation, it is not insignificant, but in comparison to the universe, what is the value of this London city or the New York city? Estimating a little girl, how you are. There are 25 miles away. You cannot see it. Similarly, there are so many cities in the stars and planets upwards, so many universes, so many seas, mountains, sites of our house, we cannot see. Because in this universe, we get all simply insignificant and partitions. So, if in this insignificant particle there are so many state laws, you just imagine to manage this universal affair, the supreme laws, how much laws and regulations must be there. So then you know. Deny me in civil action. But intelligent man will understand that he's in a small place, there are so many rules and regulations. And in so big place, so universal. There are laws. The scientists also admit that the nature's law is so systematic. Even Professor Hansen theory, that as I advance, I see there must be a big brain God. Is it not? Is it not? That is knowledge. That is law. Everything is being maintained so nicely. And there is no brain, there is no mind. And he says, the body says there is no God. He says, that's the number one. Nothing. Really, we have discussed in the rational number. How can he say this in me? Because he does not know the psychology, how he accepts the Supreme. Suppose a child has come to London. So he cannot see the king. Or even a child's father, so many people are coming to visit London. It is not that everyone is seeing the king. But if he says, oh, there is no king, how king is there? Will you be accepted? Similarly, some rascals who do not know how this universe is being managed, he may say, God is dead, there is no God. But that will not be accepted and same man. The same man will say, there must be somebody, the origin of everything. Janmadasya. Oh, that is the problem. Janmadasya. Aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is, what is the absolute truth? Bhāta Brahma Jidnāsa. Let us discuss about the supreme truth, absolute truth. The answer is Brahma, the supreme is that from whom everything comes from. He is the origin of everything. Very simple lesson. Janmātasya. dharma, religion, actually means to understand that origin, absolute. That is that. So that dharma, principle for religion, is there in every human society, either in Europe or America or Africa or anywhere. That is the significance of human being. If it is a human being society, there must be some principle for religion. Without religion, it doesn't matter what type of religion it is, there must be something. If there is no religion, then it is a religion. And what is the purpose of religion? The purpose of religion is, if religion is the code given by God, then we must know that child is abiding by the Lord, but he does not know who is the lawgiver, how the state is managed, what are the laws, he is responsible as his ignorance. Because in our schools and colleges, the state constitutions, laws, lawyers, studies. So, one may not know, but that is a very good position. But one who knows, his position is better. It seems to be to know that there is somebody God. He has given us some laws, all right. Let us arrive by the law. Just as ordinary man thinks. But he knows that inclusiveness is called Dharma Vijnana. That is it. Human society, human being must be interested in knowing that this is absolute truth. He has given us his faults and laws. So that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that these laws, these material laws of nature, they are very strong. They are enacted by the Supreme Law, as we understand from the Bhagavad Gita. माया धक्केन प्रकृति से चराचरम माया धक्के अल्लाह माय सुपरिटे the laws that are laws are there at the same time the government has got a department which is called law and order department the laws are going on nicely the law and order department examining. So that examiner, departmental, maybe. But the original examiner is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. That's what Krishna says, Maya Adhyaksena, under my supreme. This is in our institution, international society, for Krishna consciousness. Although I am the head, still I was coming as he said. The religious members, they are assisting me, departmentally. Somebody is here, somebody is there. Clearly, God has departmental management. And because it is such a huge affair, there are, what is the 14 million? Huh? 10 million is multiplied by 33. How many is coming? 330 million. So there are 330 million officers. Must be such a huge affair. You for managing a small car who has got so many things. This is manager, this is a manager, this is a manager. He said, huge, it was an affair. There, Krishna has got assistance. Srinagari Bhakti means assistance, even one universe. And there are innumerable universes. And each and every universe that must be similarly 350 million times. They are called demigods. Demigods means exactly under the position of God. Because here there is government. Immediately under him there are territories. Similarly, these demigods, they are different official territories directed under. We don't deny the existence of demigods. But we don't want it that he is God. We want it. We give him all the steps. That's like the full secretary comes here. We will give him all the steps because he's been secretary. But he will never accept that he's king. No. That is not possible. That is bad. It is not that he was never, we are prepared to offer the step into the end. And why not to the territory? When you offer to the officer, it is not that we are flattering. It is the etiquette. It is the duty to offer respect to the respectable person. So we give our honor to the demigod. But we don't accept the demigod as the supreme. That is okay. And maybe 33 million, 330 million territories. But we say, that's like we stated in the statement of the Dharma, Nikolai Ishvara Krishna, Ishvara Paramatma, the only master or controller is Krishna, Arika Bhutta, and all other demigods, that's like Lord Brahma, Shiva, so many others, Indra, Chandra, Guruma, 330 million, how many you can remember, it is not possible. But there are, so they are all servants. Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arshab Bhutta, Jare Jaisu Natai Se Taisu Kare Bhutta. And he is pulling the wire, it's like dog dancing, there is a man pulling the wire. These are the descriptions in the Shastras and Vedic literature. He should not equalize, or he should not place the demigods on the same level with God. That is awesome. The Mayavadi, because they think that God is formless, impersonal. But I cannot meditate upon anything which is formless. So let me imagine something. That is the story. They say, let me imagine a form of God. Padakanam hitakaya brahmana rupa kalpana. Kalpana. Imagine. Mahabhati philosophy says that you imagine a form of God. Actually, there is no form of God. That is it. We say no. Ishvara Paramatma Sachidananda Vigraha has got form. But not a form like me. That is no. It is a different type of form. Different material. I don't say material, different interior, spirit, complete spirit. So that is our problem. God is a person like you and me. As we are sitting together, you are seeing me, I am seeing you. Similarly, if you become elevated to the perfection of devotional self, you will go to God, I will see him as you are seeing me and seeing you. In secret form. Try to understand. Therefore, there are so many religious systems. He says, God has no form. There is no God, let us imagine. This kind of religion is cheating religion. That's what he says here. And for not prohibit our point of faith cheating. Because there is no real information. Real information is, Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Lord, has got his spiritual body. And he is, in the Christian Bible also it is said, man is made after God. So unless God has got form, two hands, two legs like that, how man has got two hands, two legs? If you are imitation of God, then God must be perfect. This is natural conflict. The impersonal concept of God is imperfect concept of God. It is not perfect. They are puzzled because Krishna, God is Satchidananda Vigraha. They cannot imagine that a form of Satchidananda can be possible. That is a lack of knowledge. But we learn from Vedic literature that God has got form, concrete form, like that, that Krishna is here. He has got also two hands, he is also playing flute, he can't touch, Radharani, he has also got two hands, nice face, everything is there. Only the ingredients are different. These ingredients, at the present moment, I have also got form, spiritual form. We have also spiritual form. Now, that spiritual form is covered by material dress. Just like my body is covered by this dust. He cannot see the actual body. Similarly, the spiritual body is now covered by this material body, therefore we cannot see. Besides that, our present eye, that is also material. So, with material eyes, we cannot see God. But God has got form, that's the fact. Now we are unable to see. Therefore, the process is that we have to purify our eyes, our legs, our hands and everything so that we may be able to serve God. So this option for the devotional service, although we have got this material body under the direction of Shastra, under the direction of spiritual master, we are working. That trying to serve God is not. So that service is as good as the service in the spiritual world. There is no difference. Just like example is, they say you have got a green mango. Green mango. So the green mango is not so tasty. But when it is white, it is. The mango is not different. The same mango. You wait for the time when it is ripened, it is. Nice. Similarly, in the beginning, in the neophyte stage, when you say, you must rise early in the morning, you offer mangalarti, you do this, you take your bath. These things, because you are not rising in the neophyte stage, these things appear to be bothering. Not tasting. But you have to be under the order of spiritual master and the order of the pastor. Because unless you practice, how you can? But when it is working by practicing, as God is at that time. They may practically be devilish love for God. Then when he did love for God, he cannot do without. Automatically he rise early in the morning. Automatically he do everything. It is simply the question of time to arrive in the right state. So this is the problem. We are carrying here Krishna. Krishna is also very kind. Because Krishna in spiritual form is present. Of course there is no difference. For Krishna there is no difference material and spiritual. Because everything is spiritual as well. But it says, taking the status that we cannot see spiritual side at the present moment. Adasthi Krishna Nama Adina Havi Gralham Indriyas, because our senses are not blind. We cannot see the spiritual form of Krishna at the present moment. Therefore, because we cannot see Krishna with our present time, because we cannot serve Krishna in our present time, therefore Krishna appears in a way so that we can see it inside. That is it. Krishna can appear in any way. He is all powerful. So, when he appears just like a stone statue, that does not mean Krishna is stone or statue. Krishna is the same Krishna. But he appears before me just like stone statue, because I cannot touch anything beyond this stone. I cannot see beyond this stone. There is a big mercy that is called Astavata, incarnation of what we will be. We should never think that this does not mean if I come in from offense, or this is in Vaikuntha, here I can do whatever I want. Don't do that. That is great offense. That's what that is. We should always think of Krishna is here. We should be respectful, just exactly as Krishna is here. Don't make differentiation. That this Krishna is stone statue. Similarly, therefore, this Shastra, Indian family, Akshi, Shivaji, Guruji, Bhagavati, to think of the duty as made of stone, to think of the spiritual master as ordinary man, Akshi, Shivaji, Guruji, Bhagavati, Vaishnavi, Jyotirji, to accept a Vaishnava as belonging to some caste and creed, just like in India, there are many so-called brands. They think that these Europeans, they are coming from low great families. How you can accept it as well? No? But some is happy with this. When Paul has taken the Vaishnav initiation and properly described in Jesus, he should only consider belonging to such stuff. Spiritual master should not be counted among ordinary humans. Similarly, this duty, although we know that we are made it from stone, he is not stone. He is stone to be stone-hearted. If one is stone-hearted, then Krishna will stand as stone for him. But if one is softening-hearted, like chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then he is softening. That is different. Krishna is always for you. Therefore, it is said here, so any religion which does not speak about God, which does not know what is God, that is cheating. Dharma Pojita Pojita. teaching. And it is all not popular. If you do that, if you have one on a story, have a word for his half in the story. And all of us who are, what is going on? It is a strong tradition. In the name of Leah, we have not said that I speak. They said, you know, I hear what is God. Neither in the principle, there is service of God, there is dedication to God, simply of His word. And it's so God's free. Therefore, beloved of Sali said, we are all feeling. Really, I am at first time religion is not so. What is God? What I am? What is my relationship with God? What are the laws of God? I am to ask. So many things you have to learn. That is it. Simply stamping myself is from our stand that I belong to this here and belong to that here. That will not happen. That is sitting. You are sitting here. Another point is that it doesn't matter. I don't say that your religion is sitting or my religion is Bonapa. I don't say that. You have no right to say. I want to see. I mean, you have hard work. You are the president, you have hard work. Or hard work wants to see any religion in the surface. It doesn't matter. I want to see whether you have got the result of the result of religion is you will not really love God. That is the result. If you have become actually lover of God, then you have religion. It doesn't matter whatever religion you profess. That is first question. But if instead of developing your love for God, you have developed love for so many nonsense, then you have simply wasted your time. That is the hardest of all God. God must come to the same God. Be sustained of the path of God. No father, everything will be given away. He gave it all. Not that anyone is not following strictly the religious sense, even if you follow strictly the religious sense. Father Sipasun. God must Father Sipasun. But the reason should be that since he is a lover of God, he is sustainable of having. Unless one becomes lover of God, he is not interested to hear about God. Here you are sitting by the way. There are millions of people. Because you have little love for Krishna, they are poor. So without development of God, only love for God, nobody is interested to hear about God. So, by following any system of religion, if we do not develop our dormant love for God, then following such religious system means simply waste of time. Because it does not affect. Effectively, by following religious principles, you must develop love of God. That is our hard work.
Thank you.